Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith about your metabolism. Everyone's got one. Everyone runs differently. How does that affect you and your active lifestyle? Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll see you guys in the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We have a very interesting topic today. We're diving into the metabolism, different ages, different speeds, you name it. We're going to talk about it. But before we talk about that subject, just want to remind you to visit our website, www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Sign up for that newsletter and get all of our content delivered to your email inbox every week. You get these podcasts, as well as all of our workout videos, our live streams, our mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith, as well as our 7-day custom workout plan, which is a custom plan built by Meredith for you based on your needs. You can order up one of those and we will get the best workout plan delivered to you, specifically for you anywhere in the world. So hopefully you get a chance to check those things out. Jumping into our topic today, we wanted to talk about metabolism. And of course, that's a really big subject, a lot to cover. But I think a lot of people worry about or say, oh, I have a slow metabolism. Or or some people just have a naturally fast metabolism. What does that actually mean? What does that mean?
Those are both very true statements. Because unfortunately, yes, if you have a slow metabolism, you do. And then you get jealous of the people who have a fast one. So yes, it's a very true statement. So kind of overall, metabolism, which most people think of it as one thing, which I'll say in a minute, but metabolism's used to describe all chemical reactions involved in maintaining the living state of the cells and organisms in the body. So your metabolism, the way we know it, definition-wise, it refers to how many calories you burn in a day, basically. So we always look at our metabolism as how well is it burning the food that we ingest in just a normal state. Of course, our metabolism changes with things that we can do, which we'll get into. But metabolism, even just sitting on your couch, you're burning calories depending on how your metabolism is working. Now, like we said, our metabolism as we age, like everything else, unfortunately, it does slow down. And that's just a natural process of the body. It has a tendency to slow down. We can counteract it with many things, and we can help it, but it does have a tendency to slow down, especially the more inactive we are.
Mm-hmm. Definitely with seeing everybody has this story of someone they know who just can eat everything they want.
Right.
And just be like, yeah, just eat anything they want. And it just they never gain weight. And should we assume that they just have a fast metabolism?
When they're young, yes, you can. Because I was the opposite. But I had many friends who could sit and eat and drink all the chips and soda. And I could not do that, and I didn't understand it, and they didn't work out at all. I worked out, you know, and this was even as a young person, very young. It's because their metabolism was burning everything off faster than they could take it in. It just was hereditary. That's just how their body worked when I didn't have that. Not that my metabolism is not working properly. It's just slower. It's just taking its time, whatever. But I have to watch things more. As we age, most of the time, even those with the fast metabolism, it will catch up to you, especially if you're someone who, as a young person, thinks, I don't need to work out. You know, they still are, their muscle, they have tone in their body, eating whatever, etc. The older they get, the more it's going to catch up to them. They could still have a fast metabolism, but their loss of like we say all the time, loss of our muscle, our atrophy is going to kick in and you're going to start to have just hanging skin on your skinny, frail body and the metabolism will start to slow down and now we're not gaining any kind of strength because we're not working out. We're not used to doing that. It's going to be hard to play catch up at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So even if, say, you're listening to this and you're young and you're like, oh, I'm so lucky, I have a fast metabolism, don't let that be the way you live your life. Make sure you're doing your due diligence as a young person, so when you get older, it's not as hard to play catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, staying active is number one, because that's the number one reason for our metabolisms to slow is due to inactivity. Becoming stagnant, sitting all day. And that's more and more, of course, with even young people, sitting on our computers, our phones, watching TV for hours and hours at a time, just being inactive. Mm-hmm. It slows your metabolism. And the older we get, the harder it is to get around. So we sometimes are more sedentary. Sometimes we're stuck in a wheelchair, obviously. Very sedentary, right? But you can still stay active. That's where we need to kind of push past that. Because I'm older, I can't. And, you know, fill in the blank. Because why? Because I'm older, because I'm afraid of falling, because I'm in a wheelchair, whatever it is. Because I have vertigo, you can stay seated and still be active. And we've made that very clear with all of the exercise workouts that we have. So being active doesn't mean you have to run a 5K every day, or even walk 3 miles. You don't have to. But keeping your activity levels at that, trying to go for at least 30 minutes a day, I say at least 5 days a week, doesn't have to be 30 minutes straight. You could do it in little bouts of 5 minutes if that's what your body can handle. But staying active is going to be key to your metabolism staying better. I won't say it's going to be like when you're young, because it's going to slow down, like I said, naturally, but it will stay faster. It won't slow down as quickly.
Mm-hmm. How do we determine how fast our metabolism is? Is it specifically based on how much we eat as opposed to how much weight we're gaining? And then you throw in how much we're exercising. How do we determine what speed our metabolism
is? I know that is something I have not seen actual clear data from anywhere. Like, is there a test I could go to the doctor and they'd say, oh, your metabolism runs at a percentage, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It's either you're fast, you're slow, you need to maintain, basically trying to keep it fast. But we all know that it's going to slow down. And then we know that we need to do things to deter that. So, but I've never seen anywhere where there's a test. And there probably is, because there's a test for everything, right? But yeah, I haven't seen if you can even get anything done to see what it is. Because, I mean, even if you find out that it's fast, that maybe would make people say, well, I don't need to work as hard, when that's not the truth. You should still work hard.
Mm-hmm. Do people who supposedly have faster metabolisms, do they traditionally have, does that mean you have more energy as opposed to someone mm-hmm. who has a slower metabolism? You know, is that someone that is considered more high energy than someone who isn't?
That's usually, they kind of go hand in hand, because you'll see those like hyper people and they're kind of all over the place in a way, and they can't sit still, and but then they can eat all day. So number one, that could be metabolism, but they have all of this energy that they're expending by constant movement. So they're going to burn calories there, right? So yeah, of course they can eat more. But yeah, it seems that people with a higher metabolism, it does seem to go along with them having that higher energy level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, traditionally it seems like they're the ones that are always running around and are
right.
You know, very active and whatnot. And that's not necessarily the case, I think.
Right.
So let's talk about, you know, what everybody is always curious about knowing. Everybody assumes, for the most part, that our metabolism is either normal or slow, you know,
yeah.
or something like that. But what, and you kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but, you know, what are some good pointers for someone who wants to, quote unquote, boost their metabolism, you know, get a jump start and keep it up, even if they know that they don't have a really high metabolism?
Right. It's working out, number one. So getting active, trying to make that a part of your lifestyle at least 5 days a week, 30 minutes a day, and trying to spend less time being sedentary. So if you do work at a computer or you sit at a computer a lot of the time just looking up stuff, and you find yourself just kind of staying there for hours at a time, set timers to get up. Even if, say, you're wheelchair bound, to just move around, to move your arms around. If only one and you're partially paralyzed in the other, just moving parts of your body that actually can still move, moving them, getting away from the screen, basically, getting your mind to work in a different way is going to help. So trying to stay active as much as possible. If you're sitting on the couch watching TV, standing up, your body burns more calories just by standing than it does by sitting. You're still burning while sitting, but standing, your body has to work harder, right? You have to engage parts of your body. So stand up and get your metabolism boosted that way, even if it's just for 3 minutes or during commercial breaks or, you know, whatever it is. So just trying to move a little bit more. But if you can, trying to go for at least 5 days a week, 30 minutes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A day. And get active. That's going to help first and foremost. Building muscle, so that goes along with working out. But strength training and resistance training are going to preserve and grow your muscle mass. So once your muscle mass starts to deplete, that's showing your metabolism is going to slow down from that. And they have like a statistic after the age of 50, if you don't do any working out at all, any strength training, you lose almost a half a pound of muscle a year, which people go, half a pound of muscle, that's not a lot. That's a huge amount. Huge amount to lose when you can gain so much more. And that's just by initiating, trying. So trying to, along with the workouts, like I said, because I gave examples of standing, now we need to add some strength training to that. Build up the muscle, which is going to in turn help your bones get stronger. So it's going to be well-rounded, but that muscle is going to burn more, which is going to boost your metabolism. Mm-hmm. Eating well, of course. All of the things we always talk about, these are all the same things, right?
Certain foods.
Yeah, so eating your diet that's high in proteins to help the muscles. Fiber-rich foods. So your whole grains, so low in sugars, of course, and drinking plenty of water. A lot of times when we age, we have a tendency not to drink a lot of water because we're not thirsty, or it's harder to go to the bathroom, whether literally to use the restroom or to actually physically get up and use it. That's a whole nother discussion we've talked about slightly in the past, but another topic to delve into.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that you need to drink plenty of water, no matter what the reasons behind it, you need to make sure you're drinking, because that's going to make the digestive system. That's why we need that fiber-rich food as well. Once that starts working better, that boosts your metabolism. So everything kind of working inside your body, those internal organs, everything moving, like think about your body moving, but the insides moving and churning are going to help boost your metabolism as well.
Mm-hmm.
So eating too. I mean, like I just said, your digestive system needs to work. And as we age, we have a tendency to eat less. Because we're not hungry, because foods don't taste the same, we have no desire to do so. But trying really hard to make it a point to eat, so your body does have to work inside to make your metabolism work throughout the day, not just when you either first wake up, not just when you're about to go to bed, or a lot of people just have one meal a day, which I learned when I worked with seniors. They don't eat anything for breakfast. They eat something for lunch, and that's it. So your digestive system is doing nothing, and you can't even use the restroom until that one time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when your body needs, throughout the entire time that you're awake, it's going to help boost your metabolism, of course, and many other things inside your body by eating throughout the day. It goes into starvation mode, which is going to make your metabolism go in the dumps, basically. So, yeah, so eating a good diet and then sleeping, making sure you're getting plenty of sleep. Because once we allow our body plenty of time to rest and recuperate, the metabolism does the same thing. It's making sure it's going through all of its checkpoints. The body's doing good. And let's see, I had a statistic. Let me find it. One study found that 4 hours of sleep reduced metabolism by 2.6% compared to 10 hours of sleep. And of course, 10 hours is a long time. So it can be restored. So say one night you only get 4 hours, but you're able to get like a 12-hour night of sleep. It actually will restore your metabolism. So it's, you know, you didn't lose it. So that's a good thing, because a lot of times you'll lose it. You can never regain sleep, but you can regain the metabolism if you, say, have a bad night's sleep, which we all do, but then the next night you're able to sleep more. Your metabolism will get back into check and you'll regain that. So, but I thought, oh my goodness, lose it by 2.6% just by one bad night of sleep. I've lost most of my metabolism then. Yeah. But yeah. So let's see, a few tips to help you sleep. And we've talked about this in some. So you try to have the same sleep and wake schedule. So try to go to sleep at the same time. Try and wake up at the same time. Avoid electronics and the blue light 1 hour before you go to bed, which I know is easier said than done, but trying to have your bedroom for sleeping time, and keep the bedroom quiet, dark, and cool. That helps you sleep and maintain sleeping. So during the day, try not to nap if it's at all possible, so you know you can sleep at night. Avoid caffeine and then other stimulants that you might have in the afternoon, when you know you're going to go to bed at, say, 9 o'clock. Try not to have anything after noon time, because that will stay in your body for a minimum 7 hours, so it will keep you awake. Yeah, so just trying to get the good exercise, building our muscle mass, eating our good diet, so we're eating, make sure we're eating, and it's a good diet, and drinking plenty of water, and getting good sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your main things, which is for everything in life. But along with your metabolism.
And it helps your metabolism. I'd like to get your take on, you know, what about these supplements that brag about, oh, take these supplements and you'll have a faster metabolism, you know. Because you see it on TV and they try to sell a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Performance boosting kind of stuff. You know, what's up
Not
with those
good.
Things?
None of that is good, because it's a lot of the times the metabolism boosting become they have caffeine in them, basically. So it's an energy booster, which means you want to do more, which is basically, it's that, right? You're moving more, is the hopes. And of course, that's going to boost your metabolism. That could be the same by drinking a cup of coffee in the morning and calling it a day. You don't need to take a supplement to boost your metabolism. There's no cure-all. It's long-term and it's hard work, right? Along with everything. So, yeah, taking something or trying to just take a supplement is not going to make your metabolism run better. It's kind of like back in the day when they said, just take this one particular natural supplement and you'll retain more information. I remember everybody was taking it at one point. Like, we were all going to make sure we didn't get dementia. That's not how it works, though. There's so much more that has to be done. And all of the things that I just mentioned go along with everything, basically. It's putting in the hard work day after day. So, yeah, supplements are just there so the company gets a quick dollar is the way I kind of look at it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it kind of comes down to what it sounds like is, you know, having a healthy metabolism, or at least getting your metabolism to the point where it's, you know, benefiting you as far as health-wise, keeping weight down, keeping you energized, takes work, and it's consistent work day in and day out. What about eating? You mentioned about, you know, meals and stuff. What about eating? You know, they say eat smaller meals, but eat more during the day. That's supposed to kind of keep your metabolism running constantly.
And that's that same thing, right? It's keeping the digestion, the digestive system, if I could say the word, running the entire day. And I think that's wonderful, especially older people who have no desire to eat. To have a few bites of food 6 times a day is better than that one meal a day. Mm-hmm. So definitely, I think it's a great way to do it if you have the time to do it and you can like plan that out, you know, throughout your day. If you have a day that allows for that, I think it's a great way to do it because, just like I said, it's going to keep everything working and it's going to boost your metabolism in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Make good choices, though, when you eat those meals. Don't just have a bite of cake 6 times a day and say you did it, so why isn't it working?
Right. 6 cheeseburgers.
Yeah, no. That sounds good, but...
So let me ask you this. Is it a myth that someone who has a slow metabolism, supposedly, has to work harder than the person who has the faster metabolism to stay healthy?
Not to stay healthy, no. I think that's a myth. To keep weight off, yes, that's true, unfortunately. Again, as we age, it catches up to all of us, but younger, yeah, it unfortunately is true. You do have to work a little bit harder than your counterpart whose metabolism is running really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't, you know, we always look at outside appearances and think that that means health when it, of course, does not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's such thing as skinny fat people. Their insides are all fat and they're really, really unhealthy. But wow, they look great, you know, to the standard of beauty, right? But then you actually delve into their day-to-day and you go, whoa, they're not healthy. And there's where we have to kind of step back and stop, you know, comparing ourselves to our people sitting next to us that we think either look how we want to look, we think we should look, no matter what age, we all do it. I worked with 99-year-olds and she would say she wanted to lose her belly fat. I didn't even understand. I thought I would get to a point in my life where I wouldn't care. And she was worried about it. So we always are going to have something. So it's just working on ourselves, basically. It always comes down to that. And knowing, yes, sometimes we'll have to work harder than the other guy. It's exhausting to look at it that way, but just focus on yourself and don't worry about what they're doing, because we could eat the same exact foods and do the same exact workouts as our best friends, and we're going to look totally different, and that's perfectly fine, and we have to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Yeah, I mean, you do the best with what you have and not compare yourself to other people.
Right.
It's just a completely different story on the other side of the fence.
Yep.
Well, we hope this podcast was helpful to you. If you struggle with metabolism issues or you feel like you're just not getting the results that you'd like based on the work that you're doing, you know, there is always a light at the end of the tunnel. And also, no two people are the same. We all have our own journeys that we're on. So hopefully this podcast has helped you out and inspired you to keep going on, keep doing it. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget to visit us on our website, www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Get notified about all of our latest content every week. So we'll see you guys on the next podcast.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds, someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.